Now I'm chatting with our regular classic car expert. So if you want to find out what that old car is worth, it might not be old. It might be amazing and looking shiny. Text the make and model, and the more details you provide, the better. I'm joined by Mark Habidall, Managing Director of Supercar Secrets, which is a specialist agency that deals with private collectors and all that fabulous car stuff. Hi, Mark.
Hi, how are you doing, Kylie?
Yeah, good. And so I've told everyone to shoot in a message and be quick if they want to find out what their car's worth on 0438 922 936. But I believe you've been doing some particular research about, interestingly, the value of Toyota Celicas, which last year was somewhere under the $10,000 mark. They've really gone through the roof.
Well, absolutely. The certain model that we work with, which is the GT4, and in particular the ST205 version of that, which is the last version of the GT4, they have exploded. And up to $190,000 on car sales now. It's amazing.
So $10,000 last year, early last year, and I'm looking at the incremental rise. You know, they've gone up from, you know, there to June 2021, 46,000, February 2022, 79,000, and then October 2022, like you said, you know, 130,000 plus.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the average price is sort of lower than the 190 that there's one on there for now. So the average price is more like 138. And indeed, the 10,000, that was actually for the base model, not that was just for the two-wheel drive. The four-wheel drives were always more than that. But whatever way you look at it, it's sort of a four times increase in that period of time, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what other movers and shakers are there? Because we're seeing a few, and one that caught my eye, because I love these cute little sports cars. I'm sure they'd be a headache to own, but the early Spitfires.
Yeah, well, the Spitfires were an interesting one because they always deserved to go because they were a great little open-top sports car that, you know, you could drive easily and economically and were pretty reliable. And so they've been, the values of those have been on the floor for ages, but now they've finally overtaken their closest competitor, which is the MGB GT, and probably fair dues. They're about time they did that, you know.
Texter Glenn says, hi Mark, hi Kylie. Mini Mokes, have they increased in value?
They have gone through the roof, Kylie, through the roof.
Probably. To what, Mark, or what? Oh, sorry, Glenn, I want to know what?
The Californian, which is the sort of last and most specialist version. Believe it or not, a Mini Moke will set you back for a really good one between $70,000 and $80,000.
Oh my God, they were really like super cheap once upon a time. Like throw it back 20 to 30 years ago, weren't they?
But even last year, you could pick up the same Californian for sort of 35, 40, maybe 45, but now 70 to 80, just gone through the roof. And they're great little vehicles, but not all that practical, as you probably know.
Oh, well, Glenn will be happy anyway. Now, Damien's in Oatlands. He says, g'day, Kylie. I've got a 1974 V-Dub Combi Dormobile, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, camper.
Yes, you are.
He said, I'll give you some more details. He says, it's a conversion that was done in Fishwick in the ACT, very straight in the body and inside with a strong 2-litre engine.
Yeah, look, all combis have just completely gone nuts. The much earlier version, which is the split-screen 23-window, one of those sold down in Melbourne for $330,000 earlier this year. The sort of 72 to 76 variant with the 2-litre engine, which is the best option. That's the best option, the 2-litre, because they actually go, whereas the 1600 really doesn't. That van there with the Dormobile conversion on it, it's probably sitting at around about 85K at the moment. They're worth a fortune, those things.
Ooh, nice. Ed says, I've got an orange XA GT four-door, good condition, letter of authenticity from Ford, but no compliance plates. What do you think Ed's car's worth?
Okay, bit of a shame on the compliance plates, because if it was a straight XA GT four-door with everything, all singing and dancing and all complied and all the rest of it, be worth about 280 grand. Without them, it's a little bit hard to value, very hard to value, actually. I wouldn't even want to say, to be fair, Kylie, because it hasn't got the ID.
Fair enough. Okay, this one is from No Name. No Name says, all original interior and exterior, 1971. V-Dub Beetle, immaculate condition, white. It was gifted from the owner who drove it out of the showroom. It's got a full service history and low kilometres. Value?
Well, interestingly enough, Kylie, you may recall that a few weeks ago we talked about beetles. We actually focused on them, and we were actually talking about the fact that they were off their low, which was sort of 20 to 30, and now they're 60 to 70. So that is where that sits, 60 to 70 for a really nice one like that.
Very nice. That'll be a happy texter. Matt says, Kylie, what about a 1983 Brumby, one owner, Ferrari red, ignore the rust, 150,000 Ks?
Well, the Brumbies are really starting to race up the charts now because they're super rare. They were a vehicle that you could easily buy last year for like $2,000. That vehicle there with 150 Ks on it, if it's not too rusty, I mean, he says not much for us, but, you know, it could be approaching 10K now and probably going to go the other side of that very soon.
Christina's in Wynyard. She's got an Alfa Romeo Spider 1999 T-Spark, whatever that means, Millennium Limited Release. She's got number 49 of 100 made.
Yeah, look, mate, they again have come from a very low base. They were really quite on the floor. But now that car there, because they're a bit special, the version that she speaks of, about 42 for that.
We've been chatting about classic cars. I don't know. Most people love classic cars. It's just a little expensive when you want to actually buy one. But sometimes you might be lucky enough to have bought it 30 years ago, inherited it, or bought it when it was old and rusty, and you've done it up. Whatever the reason, Mark Habitel from Supercar Secrets knows what they're all worth and what's on the move. Okay, Adam wants to know, a 1959 CA Bedford van.
Right, okay. That is just before the CF. I could have given him a value on the CF, but I actually don't know what the CA will be worth. I don't know because it's sort of a little bit before our time being 59.
All right, got another one from Rob. What's a postie mini moke worth? A different mini moke. He says it's a postie mini moke.
Right, okay.
Is that a weird thing?
Yeah, I don't know what the postie part means unless it was used by the post office, which is possible because they were quite, you could sort of throw the mail out from them because they had no roof.
Send us more details maybe, Rob.
Yeah, need a bit more on that. I mean, anything mini moke is basically, you know, they've gone from like $2,000 or $3,000 a year and a half ago to where they are now, which is sort of somewhere between 30 and 70, you know?
Eric says, I've got a 2000 BMW 330 CI Coupe. Coupe? I can't remember how do you say that. I don't know why I don't know that.
Yeah, that's a little bit sort of later than we normally deal with. But if it's a 2000 330 CI, again, they really weren't worth too much, but they've risen a lot. Now probably around about 18 to 20 grand for that.
Louise said she's got a Honda Civic first generation four-door, all original interior and white. She said it's manual with original plates. I mean, is that something that's even going up in value?
Yeah, they are now, definitely, because there's none around. It would make a big difference if we knew if it was 1200 or 1500. But I'll land somewhere in the middle between the two by saying around about 16K at the moment and rising fast.
Tony's got a late 1974 chrome bumper MGB, very good condition. He doesn't say what colour it is, because I know that can make a difference, and he doesn't give the Ks, but what do you think?
What year was it?
1974.
74 with chrome bumpers. Well, again, rising fast, probably approaching 30 now for those. And they come from quite a lower base. They were sort of 12 to 15 grand for a long, long time. But now, you know, with the fact that everything collectively is going through the roof, some cars are going by a lot more, but that's probably still, even at this time, that's probably risen to about 30K now, 28 to 30K for that.
If anyone has a car they'd like valued or just to find out if what you've got is special, your treasure in the garage or the back paddock, 0438 922 936. We don't have too much longer, so shoot it through very soon. Gary says, hi team, I have an excellent, immaculate Dad's Statesman WB Series 2 Caprice, all leather. So that's his first car. He's actually got two he wants you to contemplate for him. That's from Gary. Any idea? Did I read out all those details as they should be?
Yeah, they're actually a really nice car. And to be honest, they're undervalued at the moment because they're probably only sitting on about, you know, 18 to 20K. But they will have their day. And they probably just need the sort of memory of Holden to die off a little bit more. But they will have their day and they will double in value in the next 24 months.
Ooh.
They're a good thing. They're a lovely car, lovely car.
There you go, Gary. Gary also has an HQ two-door LS Monaro three quarters restored with a special engine worked 350. I've no idea what that part of it means.
Yeah, the 350 Chevy is the engine to have in two-door Monaros. When it's finished and restored, it'll probably be worth in the region of 150, 140 to 150.
Well, that's a good one, isn't it? We got some clarity on that Australia Post car, on the one that we just discussed from Rob. He says it was used by Australia Post, the Mini Moke. There were only 14 in Tasmania. It did have a roof, but it had a modified back on it so it could carry the post items.
Oh, right, okay. Well, that is a bit special. That would probably see it at around about 55 to 60K then, given the values of Mokes generally. And that one's obviously clearly a lot more special, so... Yeah, 55 to 60 for that.
And would you recommend Rob holds on to it? Because I guess cars like that can appreciate as well.
Oh, yeah, it'll just keep going. And because of the rarity value of that particular one, yeah, most definitely. I mean, you know, where we're seeing Mokes now right up to 70 for the Californians, I mean, that's not too far away from 100, is it? They'll keep going.
Now, Stuart in Kingston said he's got a 1974 Toyota Corolla two-door. I still don't know if I'm supposed to say coupe or coupe. What is it again?
Coupe.
Well, coupe. Yeah. Okay. A 1.2 litre.
Yeah, they're a great little car, they are. What year was it again?
That one was, oh gosh, it's gone so far back now. I've almost lost it.
72, I think.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, about 20 grand for that now, if it's a nice little car with not too much rust, because rust-free ones are almost impossible to find of those now. About 20 grand.
Okay. Nigel's got a 1982 Datsun Stanza 1600 four-door.
Okay, they sort of went up and then they've gone back down again. So they're sort of sitting on around about 8 to 10 grand now.
John from Binlong's got a 1979 MGB total restoration with 11,000 miles on the clock.
Oh, nice.
We're all jealous, aren't we?
Yeah, the other side of 30 for that, probably 35 for that, which is a lot for an MGB GT. But you know, they're going north and that one's, you know, immaculate and fully restored. So, yeah, about 35.
Jeff in Burnie's got a 1993 Nissan NXR manual, 250,000 Ks on the clock. What would you give him for that one?
Well, you see, the NXRs are a really rare car. They are really rare, but it's got a ton of kilometres on it. So if it didn't, it would be worth the other side of 20. But as it stands, probably about 8K.
Okay, Molly in Seven Mile Beach has got an HZ Holden 1979 Ute. It's got a 308 V8 engine. It's automatic, original condition.
Right. If the engine is the original engine for that HJ, you know, once again, quite a sought-after thing. So somewhere about 42K for that.
Michael's got a 1972 LJ Tirana two-door, 1.3-litre engine, dark blue.
Right, okay. If it was one of the six-cylinder or V8 ones, it would be worth quite a lot of money, and it does depend on condition, but without seeing it and without knowing Ks and things like that, probably about 20K, 18 to 20K.
Phil in Ulverston's got a 1983 Datsun 4x4, 60,000 Ks, no rust, original condition.
Yeah, it depends what it is. What year was it?
Okay, that one was, doesn't,
or?
Yeah, don't think that one has got the details there. I'll come back to that. There's so many here.
Yeah.
Okay, how about this one? John in Lander Valley's got a 93 Toyota Sora V8, 200 Ks on the clock, immaculate, unmodified.
They're just a lovely car, all leather upholstery, 4-litre V8, awesome car. They were on the ground 2 years ago, couldn't give them away for $2,000, but now 35 grand.
Okay, got a couple of callers coming in. Let's take Anne was waiting first. Anne's in Belrive. She's got, what have you got, Anne? I'm not going to say. You tell me what you've got. Hello.
One of my sons has got an original 1963 EJ Holden that he bought off an elderly couple when he's an apprentice, and it's hardly got any Ks on it. And it's got the original rego, and it's kept in rego and the plates and everything. Yeah, it's amazing.
What do you think of that one?
You said it's an EJ, did you say, Anne?
EJ, 1963 Holden, yep.
Yeah.
Original, about, unmodified.
If it's all nice and original and no rust on it, probably about 40K for that.
Okay, let's see what Judith. Judith is in Kingston. Hello, Judith.
Oh, good afternoon.
What have you got?
What was the gentleman's name again?
Mark.
It's
Mark,
Mark Judith.
I'm just wondering, Mark. I've got a 1980 Cortina four-cylinder, and it's in mint condition. Yeah, mint condition.
So that'll be a TD then.
It'll be a TD.
They're again like everything else, just rising fast. They're probably sitting at about 26 at this point in time. It's the four cylinder one you said, didn't you,
Judith?
Yeah,
manual.
Yeah, but about 26, 27 for that now, which is a lot more than they were.
Worth
a heck of a lot more than they were 2 years ago.
Yeah. Well, really. Really? Oh, yeah, I wouldn't like to part with it.
No, you hold on to that, Judith. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
That was Judith in Kingston. I will try and smash through the rest of these. We've got this one, an S-Series Valiant and an excellent HQ 253 wagon.
Right, okay. The S-Series Valiant, they are getting so rare now. You just don't see them. Great cars, awesome shape. Lovely thing to look at. Somewhere between 35 and 40K for those at the moment.
Tony and Bernie's got a 1958 Fiat 500.
Oh, has he? That's an original one.
Yeah,
original
what Tony wants to know what it's worth.
Yeah, well, if it's all original, if it's all really nice with not too many Ks on it and it runs beautifully and no rust, 40 grand for them now. They're worth big money, they are.
Ooh, Pauline's got a 2000 Porsche 911 Carrera Coupe with 149,000 Ks on the clock.
A 2000, okay. I'd have to pass on that one. I don't know. It's a little bit late for us.
That's okay. We'll forgive you. Mick's got an HZ Overlander Ute, original and excellent condition, VEM plated.
Really? They are super rare. The Overlander is the four-wheel drive one, and it sits up much higher than normal. And they're a little bit hard to value because they really don't come up that often. So I'd have to go literally off the top of my head and say probably about 65K because we just don't see them. They're so rare.
Okay. Phil in Ulverston has a 1983 Datsun. Oh, no. Did we do this one? No, that we did. Phil's in Ulverston. We've got Julie. She's got, this sounds like a really nice one. A 1966 Mustang Coupe, original blue paint, a left-hand drive, six-cylinder, all the VIN numbers match, all original, manual, only 65,000 miles.
Right. Yeah, look, Mustangs, they've gone up and come back down again, but that sounds like a very original car. About just on 50K for that, 48 to 50K for that.
And last one, John in Lenna Valley has got a 93 Toyota Sora V8, 200Ks on the clock, 200,000 that is, immaculate, unmodified.
Yeah, isn't that the one that we...
I feel like they've all blended together now.
Yeah, we've done that one, yeah. Because remember I said how much I love them because all the leather trim.
Oh, that's that one, yes.
The 4-litre V8. They're just an awesome car, really underrated. And most people take all the running gear, the engine and gearbox out and put them in drift cars. But they're a lovely car, they are, the Sora.
Well, I think we better move on and continue. But it's been lovely chatting, Mark. I think it's been a very long interview. I've had so many text messages, so good on you.
A bit busy, hasn't it, Carly?
Yes. Okay, look, one more. I feel guilty to leave people out. A 1997 40 Volvo 740 GI or GL sedan, original condition, 115,000 Ks on the clock.
Yeah, once again, they've come from like nowhere. They were sort of 4 or 5 grand, but now, how many Ks was it?
That one has got a 115,000 on the clock.
Okay, yeah, Ks are not too bad then. And it was a 740, not a 745, was it?
That one's a 740. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So four door, not the hatch. Probably about 12K now, which is quite a lot for them because they have come from two. You know.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, now my producer's put through a call from Lee in Wynyard. Hello, Lee. You snuck in there.
Hello. Not too bad. I've just come through from Wynyard to Burnie. It took 1 hour and 58 minutes to get from Wynyard to the Cam River Bridge.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're calling about traffic, not about cars. You've got more exhausting things on your mind. That's frustrating, Lee.
Yes. So normally about a 20-minute trip, and it's about 2 hours 20 for me to get into Burnie.
Oh, good
and
on you.
On the Burnie side, it's backed up all the way past Cooey, starting to get towards Ocean Vista there.
Oh, major headache. I feel for you and everybody else who's stuck on that road right now. Appreciate it, Lee. Thanks for the update.
Not a problem. Just one thing that the road people say that it's a 30-minute delay and a bit more peak hour. I left Wynyard at 2:40 and didn't get here until just now.
Yeah, and what sort of car are you driving as a matter of interest? Are you driving some hot sports car?
No, a great wall.
Good on you. Thanks, Lee. Appreciate it. All right, Mark, I think all the roads are getting a little crazy. We better leave it there because there's a lot of frustrated people stuck in traffic.
Yeah, sounds like it, Kylie. I'll let you go and deal with your traffic situation.
Okay, see you, Mark.
Terrific. Thanks, Kylie. Bye.
Mark Habittle there from Supercar Secrets. A lot of fun. We love that segment. It's 9 minutes to 5 on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania.